This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. senators are both on board to confirm a Coloradan as the next energy secretary. Oil and gas executive Chris Wright is the nominee. Wright's nomination passed a Senate committee vote Thursday. In the state legislature, the Colorado House has a new member. A Democratic vacancy committee chose Jamie Jackson from Aurora to fill a seat left open when the elected representative moved to the state Senate. Jackson works for a nonprofit dedicated to overdose prevention. In a part of Colorado, Japanese beetles are getting under control. Their numbers are way down in Mesa County after some aggressive treatment work. Mesa County says the number of beetles it trapped last year dropped by more than 80% compared to 2023. The bugs eat leaves from plants, preventing them from photosynthesizing, and that includes some western Colorado crops. The recent wave of Japanese beetles appeared in Mesa County in 2022. Officials believe they came from sod transported from Colorado's Front Range. Their football season is over, but some Denver Broncos are finalists for NFL awards. Cornerback Patrick Surtain is favored to win Defensive Player of the Year. He would be the second Bronco to ever win that award. Linebacker Randy Gratishar won it in 1978. Broncos quarterback Bo Nix is up for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Sean Payton is up for Coach of the Year. And linebacker Alex Singleton is a finalist for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, which recognizes players' community work. This is CPR News and KRCC.